The Pod Breed Network is strictly for the small podcasts that are up and coming in the vast world of podcasting. Pod Breed is made up of many diverse podcasts coming together to achieve the same goal of being the best damn podcast network on the planet. Find out more at podbreed.com.
So this episode is based off of a movie that I saw, the American Society of Magical Negroes. And the only reason that I saw it was because David Alan Greer was in it. He was doing the promo. So pretty much anything that he sees, I'm going to check out. And the premise is how we as black people should do whatever we need to do to make white people feel comfortable to avoid being harmed. I am Drea. This is Drea's Point of View, and I hope that you are following the show. First off, thanks for tuning in, but make sure that you are subscribing to my show and following me on the socials. You can find me at X and Spill, Drea's Point, Drea's Point of View, IG, Pinterest, Facebook, Threads, and Clubhouse. So I'm like, oh, this is an interesting. I don't want to review it, but I do to try to shed some light. So there are circumstances in our lives as minorities where we do have to fear for our lives. And we do whatever we have to in order to fan the flames. But in a way, the way it went about it was like, absolutely not. I'm not going to kiss anyone's ass or cater and coddle. I don't believe in catering and coddling to an adult. Now, if someone is causing you harm, like a police officer, because they had an example of this police officer was on the street and David Alan Greer goes up to talk to him. He had a hand on his gun. You know, in that case, absolutely. You do what you need to do for that. But unless any other case, I just really wouldn't do that, trying to make anyone really feel comfortable. But I see it every day. I see how people cater and coddle. I see how they tap dance. I see how they code switch and do whatever to fit in. We try to fit in and then we want to feel include. I mean, nothing wrong with feeling included, but I think we do too much at times and it has nothing to do with being in harm's way. We just do that. And I don't think too many people do that for us. First off, unless it is a cop, I don't really feel the need to. They're not my enemy. My enemy is other minorities, but that's a different episode altogether. I'm curious to know what your thoughts are about this. I'm not saying go see the movie because I feel that you should really feel comfortable in what you are saying and doing before you make someone else feel comfortable. Like I said, unless there's a harm to you. But the movie was somewhat lost in translation with the subplot. And then at the end, the main character decides to speak out against that. So I don't really know. It's first time director. And yeah, so let me know your thoughts on this subject. Do you believe in saying and doing whatever you need to do to make white people feel comfortable when they are about to harm you? I mean, I would think that this would be for anyone who's about to harm you, but made sure to direct this towards white people. So I would really love if anyone plans to see it or have seen it already, please let me know Drea's Point of View at yahoo.com. And of course, please subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes out Saturday nights. It'll let you know about my upcoming week's episodes. You can do that at dreaspointofview.substack.com. And as always, I thank you for listening.